Coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, on the front lines of freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, June 18, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the State Department has found at least 23 serious violations and serious security incidents involving Hillary Clinton's email. Shocking, right? The real question is, will anything be done about it? Two, AOC calling American efforts to secure our border fascist and even compares detention centers to Nazi concentration camps. This is the kind of nonsense we're dealing with. And number one, Orlando, Florida is the center of the political universe today. President Trump will be arriving later today and will be officially kicking off his campaign for a second term. People have been camped out here for more than 30 hours to get the best place in line, and we are overlooking downtown Orlando from our perch here for the program today, giving you the best insight as to what's happening. And I can tell you this, folks are excited here. There's what we call the tent city down there. Hundreds of people have been camping out for more than 24 hours. Thousands will be here shortly. More than 200,000 different people tried to get seats inside the Amway Center for Donald Trump's big rally here in Orlando tonight. We decided we could not let it go by without being part of it, so I'm glad you're joining us here live from Orlando. Now, the big news overnight as we head into this big Donald Trump rally, again, 22,000 will be in the arena. It'll be rocking, to say the least. But the big announcement overnight comes that Trump says he is going to begin removing millions of illegal aliens beginning next week. Millions, he says, will be on their way out. And he says that the reason for that is it's time to crack down on the illegals that are in our country and should not be. So the president on Monday put out a tweet that he says, next week ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. This is a big announcement, huge announcement. And you can just imagine, you can hear liberal heads exploding across the country, you know, as they go into full apoplectic, shock. He says they will be removed as fast as they came in. Mexico, using their strong immigration laws, is doing a very good job at stopping people, the president tweeted. He went on to tweet, long before they get to our southern border, Guatemala is getting ready to sign a third agreement. The only ones who don't do anything are the Democrats in Congress. They must vote to get rid of the loopholes and fixed asylum. If so, border crisis will end quickly. This all coming from the president last night. And now we're in the midst of a crisis, as you know. More than 1 million illegals will come across that southern border and be arrested this year in the United States, many of whom claim to be asylum seekers. Now, of course, they're not. And 9 out of 10 that request asylum in the United States never show up for their court appearance. 9 out of 10 who come here and say, I need to be kept safe because of the threats at my home, they don't show up for a court appearance. And here with the new third country agreements with Mexico, a safe third country means that asylum seekers must ask Mexico for asylum first. If Guatemala further becomes one of those countries, it will mean those trying to seek asylum from Guatemala will be turned away from the very beginning. So this is the backdrop, if you will, before it goes wheels up on Air Force One and the president heads here to Orlando, Florida. Now, in 2016, we were told the president could not win. His signature issue in 2016 was securing the border. And you know what a challenge that has been. Democrats have said no to just about every move the president has made when it came to securing the southern border. Activist judges all over the West Coast have put blocks in his way and road bumps and made it impossible for him to do what he needs to do as president to secure the southern border. Funding for the wall, non-existent from Democrats, but the president has been able to pull together some funding using Department of Defense money and some other funding measures. But the real money to secure the southern border has been elusive, to say the least. Democrats just don't want it to happen. Expect that to be a main theme again tonight, securing the border. It has to be, obviously. With the president coming out and tweeting that millions will be deported beginning next week. Millions. Now, keep in mind, the Democrats would have you believe there are about 11 million illegal aliens in America. Strangely enough, though, that's the same number they've used for 15 years. The real number is more than twice that, according to Princeton and other studies. The real number is more like 23, 24 million illegals living in the country. It may end up in front of the Supreme Court again. It may end up in front of several federal courts again, because the president is not backing down. So when you look at Donald Trump's presidency and the challenges he has had from day one, obviously the Russian investigation has been a cloud over this administration from the time he took office. Those allegations, those investigations, and Bob Mueller, of course, spending 22 months investigating the president and coming back with little or nothing, nothing on the conspiracy or the collusion, and then Attorney General Bill Barr saying, you know what, there's no obstruction here either. So the president will talk about that, I'm sure, but he'll focus hopefully on the good news of the economy being the best it's been in my lifetime, unemployment at a 49-year low. Jobs are just about everywhere. And I can tell you here, looking out in around downtown Orlando, Florida, it looks just like the rest of the country. There are cranes here and construction crews. Highways are being built. Skyscrapers are being worked on. Apartments are being built. Everything's being built. Last week in Denver, when we were out in Denver, I can tell you everything is being built. Again, the same thing. You've got cranes and construction and help wanted ads. And talking to different people, you know, you talk to the Uber drivers, you talk to the people that are working in the restaurants. Everybody's working, and they're working a couple of jobs, not because they have to, but because they want to. And that's a big distinction, because those on the left would have you believe that somehow having two jobs is because people are so desperate to survive. And that may be true in some places, but in Denver, in Orlando, in southern Michigan, people have two jobs oftentimes because the money is so good they just can't say no. They say, hey, here's another job with a great wage, and if I position it right, I can go to this job in the morning and this job in the afternoon and double my income. You make hay when the sun shines, you know. You make hay when the sun shines. So we will be here. Tudor Dixon will be live for us down along the streets outside of the Amway Center a little bit later in the program. Sean Spicer is going to join us here as well. And we've also got some representatives from the Michigan Trump Republicans. Their message, pretty simple. The road to the White House runs through Michigan. They joined us to come down here. They'll be here with us on the program as well. No state's more pivotal, more critical than Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And again, if you believe the polls, the president has no chance whatsoever. Of course, that's what you were told in 2016 as well. That's simply not the case. Polling here, and I'll get to this polling more in detail after the first break here. But in Florida, the latest polling shows the president trailing by 7 points. That's one of the reasons he's coming to Orlando to kick off his campaign. It's one of the reasons the Republican National Committee chose Charlotte, North Carolina, another swing state, for their convention coming up in the middle of summer next year. The Democrats, of course, will be in Milwaukee for the same reason, fighting to get Wisconsin back in their column. We'll see what happens. But it's going to be a slog. Joe Biden is the current front runner right now. Donald Trump rolling into town with tremendous enthusiasm. Like I said, 22,000 will be in the Amway Center. Another 50,000 might be outside, plus a few protesters. Don't miss a minute of it. Be right here on the program. You can listen to it on MTN. You can catch a live streaming version at americasvoicenews.com. Plus, special programming tonight we'll be hosting on America's Voice News. Go to americasvoicenews.com. Our special live coverage from Orlando will begin at 7 o'clock, so tell your friends. Don't miss a minute of it. It's Tuesday, and you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital X-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in and out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.